Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon on this Thursday afternoon. Throwback Thursday, but it's not really a throwback Thursday because I don't have nothing to throw back. Anywho, hope everybody's day is going great. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to grow. Remember, this is what this show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking. And as I tell you people, if you want it to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. You want to be on the show? Hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Or if you want me to play your jams on the show, make sure you email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I will definitely get them there. Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, today on the show, got an upcoming R&B artist, y'all. Got Miss Summer Rae. Gonna be dropping a couple of her joints. Gonna be playing. She has an upcoming single that she just, well, I don't think she actually released it yet, but she's gonna be releasing it soon. But I'm gonna be dropping Love Hurts, which was one of her first singles. And the new single is Gone With Me. So, yes, you will hear it first right here at Open Talk 2. Gonna give you a blast from the past, and I may be giving you a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. You know I'm messy. I like all that messy stuff. So don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Coming in out tonight to the very best is your truly Jazzy Sizzle, and I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk 2. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. It's my girl, Cindy, doing that thing all day, every day, 24-7, with hiphopnow.com. You heard? Gonna tell somebody.
All right. All we got blast from the past.
Well.
All right, you know I'm gonna give you a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality, just something, something. Got my girl rolling with me, MJ. What's up, MJ?
What's happening? It's been a while.
What's been going on? I know you've been watching your love and hip hop to Miami. You been watching
Lord.
That?
I've been watching it.
I don't even know the characters. The only person I know is Trina's cousin.
The wife of Trick Daddy's wife?
The dude, the little guy,
the bright guy.
Your boy.
Yeah, Brian, what's his name? Brian something, I don't know.
I know the last, I saw one little episode where he was, I guess, going with his new boo. And they were, like, having dinner or something, so I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
but anyway,
he's
that
the highlight of the show pretty much. It's okay.
Now, that's supposed to be Trina's cousin.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Trina's cousin. She says it is, so, I mean, it could be one of those things. But you know, hey. But I don't think it's not like the franchise. Like, you know, it's not Atlanta. It's not New York. You know, only person you really know is Trina and Trick Daddy.
Bucky.
The other
Bucky.
People you really don't know of. Huh?
Well, you know,
Shay,
you know, like Shay got a lot of airtime.
Yeah, because, you know, now, of course, Scrappy's on there now. So, because he's
down
there.
Oh, he made a debut on there, or he's actually on there?
No, he made a debut on this past week. I don't know if he's going to be a regular, but I wouldn't be surprised if he be on there a little bit more.
I got to get into
it.
I hadn't actually.
It's different. It's different.
Well, Atlanta is coming back. They just got through wrapping up, so they ought to be coming out soon. Hopefully, they'll come out in April or May, hopefully.
Yeah, so. It's about that time. I need some ratchet in my life.
Girl, yes, me too. I'm listening to it like I listen to. But, you know, I've been into the Have and Have Nots and Loving You Is Wrong, but you don't watch them.
No, I do not. I cannot
get
into it.
Oh, my God, girl.
I've tried.
That's off the chain.
I've tried.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
Yeah, I watched a couple of events. The women's speed skating, I've been watching that one.
Boring. I'm waiting for the summer. That's what I'm waiting on. Boring.
Moment.
I can't do the snow, can't do the ice, can't do the bobsled. When I saw the skeleton, I say, what in the hell is this? Who going to go head first on a sled? Girl. I am just, and who in the hell want to push a bucket around some ice that bobsled? Girl, I'm done. I'm going to make my own event. I'm going to call it the Cindy.
No, let's do the curling one. I think that would be a nice one. The curling one with that little hook or whatever it is.
With that
putt.
That little putt thing.
Yeah,
putt
girl.
Nice.
I think we can do good at it.
No.
I think we'll rock it.
Well, you know me and you, we play football, so we can definitely do whatever, so.
There you go.
Girl, I know.
Ooh, man,
Lord, isn't it sad about that shooting that just happened yesterday?
Yeah, and the crazy part is like, this boy has had problems, like, prior to this, and nobody did anything to it. No, I mean, and he wasn't even at school. He was not even in school at the time. I mean, he's 19 years old. I think he was somewhere.
I think he got suspended, they said, last year. So I think he still was a part of the student body. He just got suspended.
Yeah, but I'm like,
why?
I don't know. It's very sad.
I mean,
we didn't have too many of those
sad.
This year. I mean, like 45, let me say 45 shootings or something like that, school shootings. You need to stop, man. Put something in place.
My prayers. Condolences goes out to the family and everybody that got, cussed. Ooh, Lord. So after that sad subject, lastly, I want to know, what do you think about Cardi B's success? What do you think? You think it's going to last a little while, or you think it's just, she's just on a roller coaster right now, right?
Hey, I ride it. That's all I say. Even if it's 15 minutes of fame, ride it to the best of your ability. That's what I would do. I mean,
I'm actually happy
nice.
For I'm happy for her. I really am. I'm genuinely happy for her.
Humble.
I just hope it continues to grow for her. That's my only thing that I'm, because I think about all the women who has had that opportunity and they rode it for a while and you really don't hear about them too much no more. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
But she's got it in company with the right people. You think about it, she had Bruno Mars, and I mean, she's getting in with the right people. So I ain't mad at her.
Yeah.
At that. So
yeah,
you get in with the right people, you gonna have some longevity. So more power to her.
I'm happy for her though. I'm happy for her.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her, but like I said, more props to her. Get that money, girl.
Yeah, that's true. Well, all right,
yeah.
MJ, thank you for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that was my girl MJ. Gonna give you a H-Town artist, Lil Troy. And when I come back, gonna have Miss Summer Rae up in the studio. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
This is Lil Troy. This is Black King 2. And we're kicking my girl Cindy. She always keep it 100.
steal my money after I've been like a brother to you? You want to be about that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep this.
Today on the show, I'm rolling with a upcoming R&B hot artist, y'all. Got Miss Thelma Ray coming on the line. Gonna talk about her upcoming single, Come With Me. And she's gonna also talk about her latest single, Love Hurts. Want more information about her, go to www.fummarae.com. But enough of me talking. I got it right here with me. What's up, girly? How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing.
Thank you.
I'm doing good, man, since you're here. Since you, I'm talking to you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know. But tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to get into this music industry.
Well, once again, my name is Summer Rae. I am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I would say still a nation, but I think I need to just put that on the left.
Yes, ma'am.
And I say R&B. Live in Nashville, but what inspired me to get into the music industry? I would have to say my inspiration came from God and my family.
Okay.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't choose to create. I didn't choose to be an artist. I didn't choose to share my messages with the world. The creative energy chose me.
Okay.
And I'm being obedient to that energy.
I love your voice, though. I listen to your songs. I love your voice. I just wish you could be on some type of Grammys, BET Awards. You know, you're going to get there, girl.
Well, thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the support. I really do.
Well, let me ask you, what kind of music you listen to growing up?
You know what? I listen to everything and everyone. From Earth, Wind, and Fire to Tina Marie, Michael Jackson, of course, Prince, The Bard, Nina Simone, Chaka Khan, Phyllis Hyman, Anita Baker.
Okay. Now, The Bard is one that I really go back to. Child. Ooh, I used to love them, The Bard's brothers. Child.
Me too.
Girl.
I had a crush on Al The Bard.
That's not the one that Janet was married to, is it? Oh, no, she was married to James.
Yeah, I had a crush on Elder Boy.
Oh,
not being a special way and all this love. Yeah,
Well, tell the listeners, what projects are you currently working on? You in the studio? You filming anything? What you doing?
Yeah, so right now I am in the studio. I'm working on new music, always. I'm always working on a new project, new music, always writing. Working on releasing my new single. And I'm anticipating the release sometime this year.
Okay.
Additionally, I'm exploring a lot of different opportunities. I don't want to say quite yet because I'm still trying to finalize some things. You know how that is.
Yeah. So you write your own music?
I do. I write my own lyrics.
Okay. What do you get your inspiration from? You just write from the heart or just situations that goes on? How do you write?
I'm inspired by a lot of different things, and normally I don't write unless God tells me to write it.
Okay.
But, if I hear a scenario on the bus, because I do catch the bus, you know, I keep this real.
Okay.
If I hear a conversation or if my kids might be talking about something, maybe from a TV show or another artist. You know, I may get some inspiration from something I hear.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I write my own lyrics from the first word you hear to the very last word you hear.
That's loveliness. I know that it is a very hard thing to do. Well, I mean, I guess as an actual artist, it comes easy to you, though.
Yeah, but like I said, being an independent artist, if I don't want to write, I don't have to write.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not being forced to do anything.
Right.
Forced to say something that I don't want to say. So in that regard, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because no one's forcing me to do it. You have to have this done by such and such time, or we need 10 songs by such and such.
Mm-hmm.
It's my time, it's my words, and it's my creative energy.
Absolutely correct.
Love it or leave it.
like out, who would it be and why?
This is one of the hardest questions.
No, it's not.
It's hard. Like, there's so many great artists out there that I love.
It is.
If I have to narrow it down to one, I would have to say I would collaborate with the one and only, my friend in my head.
I'm waiting.
Queen Jill Scott.
Really?
It would be Queen Jill Scott. Jill
Scott?
Yes. She's my friend in my head. I love her. I love her stories, her poetry, her intellect, her delivery style.
Okay.
She exudes confidence. She keeps it 100. I love her.
You know, if I was a real artist, you know who I would want to work with?
Who would you work with?
I would work with For Real.
Yes.
I love him.
I love him.
You know, he is so creative and he's different and versatile. I don't know, his little bit self-tell, he just, I just love him. He imaginary in my head, too.
Yeah.
You know what? Have anybody heard about Macy Gray? Has she done anything recently?
I don't know, but I love her. I love
her. I used to like some of her style of music back in the day, but I hadn't heard anything more in the last few years.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
You might need to wake her up.
But I do like her a lot. Yeah, she's different.
She is different.
You know,
and that's what makes it so, you know, good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, she embraces her uniqueness.
Yeah, that's true.
And I love that.
Well, tell any individual that's trying to break into the industry. I have a lot of teenagers, young kids that email me, they want to be on the show, and they talk about how it's hard to get into the industry. What words of wisdom would you share?
We don't have enough time, do we?
Girl, you know what? You're doing it now, so, you know, obviously it's something that you're doing right, and, you know, with inspiration, like you say, the first thing you think about is God. God gave you that gift, so I know you got something good.
Well, you know what? First of all, I would tell them that it's not easy being an independent artist.
Okay.
Because, for one, as an independent artist, you don't have a huge engine behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the performer, the writer, the marketing department, the stylist, the financial institution, the project manager.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you have to work a lot harder in order to be heard.
That's true.
Additionally, you need a job in order to pay for the dream, you know. I would also advise them to chase the vision, not the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are authentic with your creativity and living your purpose and create a great product from a place of purpose and authenticity, your fan base will increase and the money and opportunities will automatically come.
Come later, exactly. That's good. That's...
And then, you know, lastly, like you said, which really should be first, stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay prayed up and seek the Creator first. Seek God first.
Yep.
You know, once you put Him first, then everything else will fall into place. Have faith.
Exactly. I love that. Exactly. So is anything else you want to promote? Tell us a little bit again about your new single, Come With Me. Tell me about that.
Oh, my new single, as you said, it's called Come With Me, and it features this hot, hot rapper. His name is Casanova the Don.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, look at him. He is just wonderful.
Okay.
I mean, he's a little bit younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, I said a little bit younger than me. But, yeah, he's just a wonderful person, a nice individual.
Okay.
And, you know, with Come With Me, it was really inspired by, you know, I don't want to say inspired by, but to me it was inspired by Hail Mary.
Okay.
You know, and it had some components of that. So it just reminds you of that song. And that's my way of giving honor to one of the greatest rappers, in my opinion, Tupac.
Okay.
You know, I love him. You know, his messaging. He's a revolutionist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, some people would consider him a prophet in his own time.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was like before his time.
Yep, that's true. You're absolutely right.
So normally when you see me, I'm wearing Tupac. I have Tupac's T-shirts all over the place listening to him, and I just love me. I kind of wanted the listeners to feel that they passed on to the other side and that they were going through the light in the tunnel.
Okay.
So that's where I was at when I wrote it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because there's beauty in death as well, you know, and I feel that we don't really die, but we transform. And so that song, that was my reasoning behind that song. I wanted my listeners to feel that they were passing over. And it kind of took a little turn lyrically and the music, but, you know, that was the initial thought.
Okay. Well, I hope to eventually see you on somebody's stage so I can be in the front and say, I interviewed her. I had her on my show.
Pleasure.
Well, I love your, I'm saying I love your voice. You know, I follow you on Instagram, so, you know, you're very inspirational. And I just appreciate you taking the time to interview with me today on the show.
Well, you know, you support me so much to me. You know, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the kind words. You know, I don't know how long we've been friends on.
I know.
But it's been a minute. And, you know, I think I have the best Instagram friends ever. I just want to shout out my Instagram friends, my Facebook friends, and Twitter friends, and just, you know, let them know that I appreciate them.
That's right, girl.
You know, even if one person supports you,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's enough for me.
That's enough
to keep me going.
That's right. That's what you need. And then the personal networking circle as well, too, so.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And, you know, I just appreciate the media platform that you're providing.
Thank you.
You know, you're a sweetheart. I appreciate you. You've been keeping it 100 with me.
That's
I love
right.
it.
That's what you're supposed to do. Girl, well, thank you for taking the time to call this show today. I'm
talking to my cousin. You're so welcome.
Okay.
God bless you.
Hold on.
You never thought you would.
was my girl, Summer Rae, with her new single. Y'all heard it first right here at Open Talk 2. Come with me. Y'all definitely go to her website, www.summarae.com. I will put all her information on my website. Y'all definitely check her out. Let's support her. And, again, you want to be on the show? Y'all hit me up, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Next week on the show, got a special guest going to be rolling through. Going to have Love and Hip Hop, reality star. Going to have Yandy Smith. So, y'all definitely have to check out the interview. She's going to be telling us a little dirt and gossip, what goes on behind the scenes, and her upcoming new project that she's working on. So we're going to talk to her. And again, y'all, let's keep the kids and family in Florida. Let's get them prayed up and, you know, just pray for the families, what they're going through. I hate to keep talking about this, but it's just on my heart. So, but anywho, thank y'all for rolling with me today. Gonna leave y'all with some jams from South Beat Hip Hop. And y'all have a blessed one. I'll be back. Same time, same place. And I'm up out of here.
This is South D. This is Will J. Killer T. Hey, what? Kicking it with the homegirl Cindy. Old and tall, too.
Let go. That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt your nigga cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt your nigga cause you like work.
YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Reels, all you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the heart, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got some deep in this bitch, we getting it. Then ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We gunning for you. Been in the game a lot of years, so we stunting on you. Get my eyes, you gotta see, we're a problem for dudes.
That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt your nigga cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt your nigga cause you like work. The Eminem can start picking them up. Got a call from Killer, he say Bills will start hitting them up. Shit's real, let Will start ripping them up. Southeast Steel Street, real trill as fuck. It's clearly you not a factor, really you just an actor. Lyrically I will finger you pussies before I smash it. Battling just too easy, believe me boy you don't want it. Develop a little bit longer, apparently he's a goner. I'm talented, my persona, better than my opponent. I bury whoever want it, expose all their components. They love you just for the moment. You gimmick it with your lyrics. The radio gon' endorse it, but the streets don't wanna hear it. Quit spittin', so now you're singin'. Nah, I ain't complainin', but it gotta be more to you dudes than the drink and the tea pain. Got love for the same thing, but I admit that the game's changin'. Sell out to the pop chart or your pop and your game bangin'. That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Ayy. So there it is.
There it is, nigga.
Know what I'm talking about? Everybody wanna be a real nigga, a gangster nigga, a goon. Shit, me and my dog. What happened to the regular nigga? You know what I mean? Just a stand-up guy.
Get your grind on, nigga.
All these motherfuckers got bricks. All these motherfuckers got motherfucking $350,000 cars. Niggas can't pay their lawyer fees. Fuck ass. SD, nigga. We in here, been here.
niggas ain't going nowhere.
Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all the cats that made it cool for all of this singing, boys and men, fake-ass MCs, you know what I mean? Y'all made it cool for these niggas to do what they do. Y'all accepted that. Y'all embraced that. We can't co-sign on that.
Cause you like words. Hey.